Grand Slams. They go and find their box. However they have to get there, they will get there, because this, it's about the team. It is not just one person. They talk time and time again. It takes a village to bring up a person. It takes a team to grow a tennis player. And they are a very, very close team. They are a very, very successful team. Family members there as well. A really nice moment for Iga Świątek, wanting to celebrate with those closest to her. And it's not that far to get from the court to the players' box here on Philippe Chatrier. There are further distances to climb. And a really nice team hug at the end. I'm sure there'll be a little bit of a celebration, but she will say that there is still more work to do as they continue on from here. So congratulations to her once again. But it wasn't just the women's singles title that was decided today. It has been a day of finals here at Roland Garros, with the action beginning at 11 o'clock this morning. This was decided to decide the world number one ranking in the wheelchair men's singles final between world number one Alfie Hewitt and 17-year-old Takito Oda from Japan. This would be his maiden Grand Slam title. It would make him the youngest male Grand Slam champion in any discipline, excluding juniors, since the professional era of tennis began. And also, together with being Roland Garros champion, Takito Oda is the new world number one. Congratulations to him. Disappointment for Alfie Hewitt, who is looking for title number four here and is eighth overall. But they're going to have many wonderful battles as the years progress. Over on court 14, Dida De Groot was extending her consecutive match-win record to 103. It's an 18th Grand Slam title for the Dutch world number one, a third straight Roland Garros title, a fourth overall. She was taking on the second seed, Yui Kamiji, and a 10th consecutive Grand Slam title. The numbers that Dida De Groot are notching up are absolutely outstanding, and she won that title for the loss of just two game. She marches on, Dida De Groot. Now 103 consecutive match wins. They really are astonishing numbers. But big smiles all round as the trophies were presented. Then to the quad singles final. It was one against two. Niels Vink celebrating. He's the world number one as he beat his good friend and doubles partner, Sam Schroeder. It went the distance. It was a repeat of last year's final that Vink also won for what was his first major title then. Vink has now won three of the last five Grand Slam finals. They are good friends. They play doubles together, but it is a fierce rivalry on the singles court. But lovely to see that emotion between the two of them at the end. Other finals that we have for you today, big smiles as the trophies are presented. In the junior competition, they were played on court Simone Mathieu, and it was Alina Kournieva, the world number one and the Australian Open champion, who had come through against Luciana Perez Alarcon. Just 15 years of age, Kournieva, the second Grand Slam title of the year. She dropped just one set all tournament and becomes the first player to win two Grand Slam girls' singles titles since 2013, when Anna Konyu and Belinda Bencic split the four. Congratulations to both girls, though. It was a hard-fought final. Moving on to the junior boys' final, which followed that, and it was 17-year-old Dino Prismic from Croatia, the third seed in this tournament. He would come through in straight sets. Lovely little smile from Prismic there. And he was taking on the eighth seed Juan Carlos Prado Angelo from Bolivia. 6-1, 6-4, the final score. And that would win him his first junior Grand Slam title. He would become the first Croatian boys singles champion since a man we know well, Marin Cilic, back in 2005. That big smile, all that hard work paying off. And we say congratulations to both of those men for getting to the final, and to Prisic for coming away as the boys' champion. So they were your finals to this point. We do, though, still have a final to be played. There we go. They're clearing the court on Philippe Chatrier. Even Dodé again, Austin Krajicek. Now, they were in the final last year. They didn't win the title of the fourth seed, taking on the unseeded pairing of Sander Gilles and Joren Vliegen of Belgium. And if you would like commentary of that, tune into Radio Roland Garros right now. We'll have every ball of that final, and that will complete the finals for Saturday. If we take a look at your order of play for Sunday, the action starts at 11:30. That's with Shea Su Wei and Wong Chang taking on the 10th seed pairing of Leila Fernandez and Taylor Townsend. I think that's got the potential to be an absolute cracker to start things off. And then it's a not before 2:30 for Novak Djokovic against Casper Ruud. Casper Ruud looking to do something he's never won before. That's win a Grand Slam title. That's take a set off Novak Djokovic and then possibly get the win. While Novak Djokovic is going for history, he is going well for his third title here, but for his 23rd Grand Slam singles title. The day today was all about Iga Świątek. Just to mark your card that we will be back with you tomorrow at 1:30. I'll be alongside Alex Krejcik as we preview that men's final. I'll then be back with you around 30 minutes after the match point to look back and show you all the celebrations from the final. Will we be crowning a new Grand Slam champion, or does Novak Djokovic move to 23? We'll find out tomorrow, but we're going to leave you this evening. We could only leave you this evening with your 2023 Roland Garros women's singles champion, world number one defending champion, now four-time Grand Slam winner, Iga Świątek.
The Roland Garros set. This podcast was brought to you by MasterCard.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
And he serves to the forehand of Hewitt, who mishits his return. The roar belongs to the Japanese teenager. He has been ruthless in this opening set. He's taken it by 6-1. Lady E, Alfie has some work to do here.
He has a lot of work to do.
Three championship points for Takita Oda. First serve is long. Hewitt guides the ball back to the far end. Actually, it bounced up quite high, and the tallish ball boy had to jump in the air to make sure he took the catch. Second serve, backhand reply is long, and Takita Oda is a Grand Slam champion for the very first time, and the new world number one at the age of just 17 years and 33 days, and he roars his delight.
Cérémonie de remise de récompense du simple messieurs, tennis en fauteuil, Roland Garros 2023. Finaliste du tournoi de tennis en fauteuil. Simple messieurs, le Britannique Alfie Hewitt. Sept titres en Grand Chelem, trois ici à Roland-Garros. vainqueur du simple messieurs, tennis en fauteuil, Roland-Garros 2023. Il n'a que 17 ans. Il obtient son premier titre en Grand Chelem, le japonais Tokito Oda.
Well, I think it goes without saying, congratulations to Kito. I know this is your first singles Grand Slam, and what a way to do it, to be honest, because you fully deserve that title today. That was simply amazing out there, and for a young lad, that's seriously impressive. So, many congrats to yourself and your team as well. I make that 1-1 this year in Grand Slams. So I'm sure there's going to be many more battles and finals ahead, but yeah, celebrate. I know you're under 18, so I don't know if you can drink, but whatever you do, make sure it's a good time. Obviously, I just want to say a massive thank you to Roland Garros for giving myself and Tokito this opportunity to play, you know, in this incredible arena. It's my first time playing here, and it is as good as it looks on the TV. So, I'm really happy to play here. Obviously, not happy about the result, but we move on. There's Wimbledon next. I'm looking forward to that one. Obviously, thank you to my team for the week. I've still had some really good positives that I can take away. And me and Gordon will be playing doubles later on. So if some of you are around, then come and watch us on court 14, I believe. So I think I'll leave it to the champ, and see you next year in Paris 2024.
Merci. Okay.
First, I want to thank Alfie for this great match and from the Australian Open. It's always tough to play with you, and then always making the battle with you. So, but I hope really to making more time for this high level tournament with you for the finals, and I hope to wish all the best for your teams, and I want to thanks for my team, family, the fans, my friends, everything, and that I had for and supporting for us and for the Japanese people front of the TV. So I want to thanks for all the Japanese people and who coming here. Merci beaucoup. I want to say something for the Japanese fan in Japan. So I want to talk in the Japanese. 皆さん今日はありがとうございました。きっとこうテレビの前で皆さん見てもらえてると思うので、本当にこれをきっかけに車いすテニスを始めて見た方はもう絶対にこれからも応援してほしいですし、これから僕がもっともっと盛り上げてさらに大きいスポーツに、していきますし、これからはもう、アルフィー選手とともに何度もこう決勝戦を戦うことになると思うので、そのバトルをぜひ見てほしいですし、ここに来ていただいた、スポンサーの皆様、そして日本人の皆様、本当にもう皆さんのパワーで勝てました。また来年お会いしましょう。 See you next year。
どうもありがとう。 Thank you。
Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Sa première finale en Grand Chelem, elle est de la République tchèque, Karolína Muchová. Elle est accompagnée par Timo, avec les joueurs, c'est Yannick. Qui a emporté 3 titres en Grand Chelem, dont 2 ici à Roland-Garros, la Polonaise Iga Świątek. Elle est accompagnée par Juliette Louis avec les filles.
Just a couple of reminders about the match. On this court, the shot clock will be on the top of the two scoreboards, but also down there. For your towels, they're just around the court. Iga, you can use the one with the gray, please. Karolina, the orange, all right? And for the ball marks, if I have a doubt, I'll be going myself anyway, but obviously feel free to call me if you want me to check anything. Just please stop the point immediately. Any questions before we start? No? Karolina, would you like to choose? We have the ball or player?
Player.
Player. Allez. Opa. Tapelo. It's ball. You serve? Okay. All right.
Classée aujourd'hui à la 43e place mondiale, son meilleur classement est obtenu au mois de mai 2021. Elle était 19e joueuse mondiale. Elle remportait son premier tournoi en 2019 à Séoul. La même année, elle était finaliste à Prague. Un quart de finale à Wimbledon cette année-là. 2021, elle était demi-finaliste à l'Open d'Australie, quart de finaliste à Wimbledon. Cette saison, elle avait atteint les quarts de finale des tournois d'Auckland, de Dubaï, il y a ouais, c'est sa première finale en 2023. Elle a éliminé Sakkari au premier tour, en 8e mondial, Podroska, Begu, Avanesian, Pavlyuchenkova et enfin la numéro 2 mondiale, Arina Sabalenka en demi-finale, pour se qualifier pour sa première finale en Grand Chelem. Elle est de la République tchèque, Karolina Muchová. Son adversaire est le 31 mai 2001 à Varsovie, elle mesure 1m76, classée aujourd'hui à la première place mondiale, classement qu'elle a atteint pour la première fois en avril 2022. Elle avait remporté son premier titre ici à Roland-Garros en 2020, dominant Sofia Kenin en finale. 2 victoires en 2021 et en 2022, elle remportait 8 titres, dont 2 autres en Grand Chelem, Roland-Garros une deuxième fois en dominant Coco Gauff et l'US Open. Elle était victorieuse cette saison à Doha et à Stuttgart, finaliste à Madrid et à Dubaï. C'est une nouvelle participation, la 5e ici pour elle. Elle a éliminé l'Espagnol Buxa au premier tour. Liu, l'américaine. Xinyu Wang, la chinoise Tsurenko, Coco Gauff. Et enfin, la brésilienne Adan Maia en demi-finale pour parvenir à une nouvelle finale ici à Roland-Garros. Trois titres en Grand Chelem, deux à Roland-Garros. Elle est numéro 1 mondiale. Elle est polonaise, Iga Świątek.
Une minute.
Madame Eva Asderakimo.
Fin de la chanson.
Au service, Iga Świątek.
Oui.
For now, all you need to know is it's love 42-5 set points for Iga Świątek, who's a very good front runner. And she's got a second serve to look at.
Still waiting for it.
The pause, the silence, the reach, the serve down the tee, mixing it up, cut back with the slice, hits the top of the net, sits in into the net with the backhand volley. Świątek picks it up from the backhand side, goes book over, the court is open. It's too good. She tried, but she didn't put away the first and then the second volley. And that's the first set in the bag.
Reprise. Deuxième match.
Au service, Świątek.
Set point, second serve, this to level up the 2023 final. Backhand reply from Świątek is long! We're going into a decider! If Iga Świątek is to win her fourth Grand Slam title, it's not going to be in straight sets this time. A remarkable comeback from Karolina Muchová. She was a set and three love down. She looked to be on her knees. Well, she's climbed back up. And goodness knows what is going to happen over the course of the next hour here on a sunny Court Philippe Chatrier.
Reprise.
Merci, mesdames et messieurs. Dernier match. Au service, Świątek.
Świątek ready to attack. Świątek's on the baseline. And she has a second serve to look at championship point. Świątek swaying menacingly, looking to put pressure on championship point. The serve is a double fault. And it is game, set, and championship won for Iga Świątek, who is in tears at the back of the court. She's down on her knees. She cannot believe it. Karolina Muchová, disappointed, but made her way round to the other side of the court to congratulate Iga Świątek. Muchová, the only player to take Świątek the distance in this tournament over the course of 2 weeks. She fought back to take it the distance, but how special is the world number one.
Świątek.
Such a special player. Four Grand Slam finals, four Grand Slam titles. The undisputed number one in the world right now. At the age of just 22, that is now a third Roland Garros title. Unbelievable, the records she continues to break, continues to set, and she'll make her way up into her player box to greet those people who play such a big role in making her the player she is today.
Cérémonie de remise de récompense du simple dame Roland Garros 2023. Les trophées seront remis par le président de la Fédération française de tennis, Monsieur Gilles Moreton, accompagné d'une grande dame du tennis. Elle a remporté 154 tournois WTA, 4 Masters, ex numéro 1 mondial, 18 titres en Grand Chelem, dont 7 à Roland-Garros, ce qui est inégalé dans le tennis féminin, Madame Chris Evert. Finaliste du simple dame à Roland-Garros 2023. C'était sa première finale en Grand Chelem, Karolina Muchova, République tchèque. Carolina, please, have your words.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll try to keep it short because it's a bit emotional. This is incredible. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. It's been amazing to actually 3 weeks here in Paris for me and for my team. This was so close, but yet so far that happens when you play one of the best IGA. So I want to congratulate you out loud once again and your team. I want to thank everyone behind the curtains as well, the people who help us in lockers and everywhere, physios, ball kids, every volunteer who is involved. It's been amazing tournaments. I would repeat myself again, so thank you very much. I would like to thank each one of you. It's impossible, but thank you very much, guys. I think I wouldn't be standing here if you were not pushing me each match and the energy and everything. I've never lived this, and this is unbelievable. So thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. And the last one to my team, to my box. This is the hardest one. You know, when I look at those people, I actually feel like I'm the winner. So thank you. One last thing, again, thanks to my coaches and my parents, my friends. I hope this is only beginning for us. We come a long way, and we gonna keep it stronger and come back. Thank you.
Vainqueur du simple dame Roland-Garros 2023. Elle obtient son 4e titre en Grand Chelem, le 3e à Roland-Garros, Iga Świątek. Thank you. Mesdames, messieurs, si vous n'êtes pas debout, merci de vous lever pour écouter l'hymne national en l'honneur de la gagnante, l'hymne national de la Pologne. Yeah, please, a few words.
Dziękuję. Thank you, guys. First of all, congrats to Carolina. My members of my team are witnesses that even since we first played, I knew that we're going to play, you know, tough matches, play these finals, because I was really struck with your variety on court, and I really hope we're going to have many more finals. Congrats to your team as well. I know how much teams are important in our sport, even though it's individual sport. I wouldn't be here without my team. So really, thank you guys. Sorry for being such a pain in the... I'll try to do better. I know that we won this tournament, but it's not easy, you know, and being on tour for a couple of weeks without breaks, it's tough. So I'm really happy that we can feel satisfied right now and just celebrate. Thank you, guys. Thank you to my family as well. So many people came from Poland. I really feel the love, so thank you. I ogromne podziękowania dla mojego taty. Bez niego by mnie tu nie było. Bez dwóch zdań. And I know I've been saying that every year, but it's not about really the performance. I really love being here, and I basically it's my favorite place on tour. So thank you guys, everybody, tournament organizers, sponsors, people who are working behind the scenes, as Carolina said. Really, you're making this tournament so great for us that it's always a pleasure to come back and just give 100%, you know. So thank you guys. I also want to thank my sponsors who are supporting me, and you guys for coming, for giving us the energy. It was so loud today on the semifinals. Incredible, really. And I hope next year the atmosphere is going to be even better. So thank you for coming and enjoy.
Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Finale du double messieurs Roland Garros 2023. Premier joueur entré sur le court, dispute la première finale ici en Grand Chelem. Ils sont belges, Sander Gillet, Johan Vlieger. Et ils seront posés à la tête de série numéro 4 de ce tournoi en double. Croate Ivan Dodig et l'américain Austin Krajicek.
Gentlemen, welcome and congratulations for being on the final. Just a few reminders, towel boxes once again, orange and gray. Orange for you today, gray for you if you need more towels than the Perrier boxes. Help yourself. As always, if you want me to check a mark, please let me know immediately and make it clear. And we have the surf clocks on both of the scoreboards, and also that will be displayed here on the side. And last but not least, in case there's a tiebreak in the final set, that's 10 points, first two sets normal. Any questions? Gentlemen, you want the player or the ball?
The player.
Player. Ball for you. And it's the player.
You guys can choose.
Your choice?
Receive.
Thank you very much. Have a good match.
Encore 3 minutes.
À la droite de l'arbitre, avec les casquettes et le bandeau, vous voyez deux joueurs qui jouent ensemble depuis maintenant plusieurs saisons. Ils ont remporté 7 titres associés l'un à l'autre. Tout sur au niveau des ATP 250. Les deux derniers cette saison, c'était à Pune en Inde et à Estoril. Ils ont réussi à se qualifier pour cette première finale ici en Grand Chelem à Roland-Garros. Celui qui est le plus proche de l'arbitre avec le bandeau dans les cheveux, Sander Gillet. À ses côtés, son compatriote belge comme lui, Joran Vliegen. Leurs adversaires ont remporté 2 titres associés l'un à l'autre. Ils jouent depuis le début de saison ensemble. Ils ont été victorieux à Rotterdam et surtout au Masters 1000, au Rolex Monte Carlo Masters à Monaco. Ils ont réussi encore une fois à se qualifier ici parce que l'un d'entre eux a un joli palmarès à Roland-Garros. Celui qui est le plus proche de l'arbitre avec le short blanc. 4 victoires deviendrait numéro 1 mondial en double. Il est américain Austin Krajicek. Il a 32 ans et à ses côtés, celui qui a 38 ans, vainqueur ici à Roland-Garros, en 2015 associé à Marcelo Melo, également à l'Open d'Australie avec Polasek en 2021. Il est croate Ivan Dodig.
Mesdames, Messieurs, cette partie au meilleur des 3 manches avec jeu décisif dans toutes les manches. Ivan Dodig, Austin Krajicek ont gagné le tirage au sort. On le sert à son adversaire. Gillet Flichen ont choisi de relancer. Fond de l'enchauffement. Premier manche. Au service, Austin Krajicek. Ready? Play.
Set point. Krajicek. Big serve, backhand, and the angle on the volley from Dodig doesn't put it away because Gillet gets there, but Vliegen is not going to get to a little deft drop shot from Dodig, appreciating where the Belgian was in the court, and the first set goes to the American-Croatian combination.
Reprise. Deuxième manche. Kelsen, c'est bon.
And they'll want to finish it first time. It's Gillet serving to Krajicek, and he's going to get a second serve, is he, or is it a first?
I think it's a second serve. It's quite hard to see where it landed.
It hit the tape and bounced up quickly, but it's second serve. It's to the forehand of Krajicek. Goes down the line. Now he gets another forehand. It goes cross-court to Gillet, who's coming forward on the volley. Dodig gets the volley back somehow. Now it's Krajicek down the middle, into the net from Gillet, and there it is. Dodig and Krajicek are the 2023 Roland Garros champions. After missing out last year's final, going so close, they have dominated this match, really, and they are the champions here in Paris. Brilliant performance from Dodig and Krajicek.
Cérémonie de remise de récompense du double messieurs Roland-Garros 2023. Finaliste du double messieurs Roland-Garros 2023, les Belges Sander Gillet, Joran Vliegen. Vainqueur du double messieurs Roland-Garros 2023, le Croate Ivan Dodig et l'Américain Austin Krajicek.
De Roland-Garros, 7.
This podcast is brought to you by MasterCard.
Your 2023 Roland Garros champion, Iga Świątek, who successfully defends her title to win a third Roland Garros title and her fourth Grand Slam title from four Grand Slam finals. It's absolutely incredible. She is just 22 years of age. The only set she would drop would be in the final, but she was pushed all the way. We had 2 hours and 46 minutes of top-class tennis in her battle with Karolina Muchová. It's lovely to have your company. It's finals weekend. Some said there would be rain, but the weather has held firm, and it was a beautiful occasion on Philippe Chatrier. If you haven't had a chance to see the match, we're going to have highlights for you very shortly. We'll also be rounding up the other winners from day 14 and be hearing from Karolina Muchová. But there is only one place to start, with a 21-year-old young lady guaranteed to continue her run at world number one. This astonishing record of four Grand Slam finals and now four Grand Slam titles. She is a four-time major. She's a three-time winner here at Roland Garros. Here is your winner speaking on court, Iga Świątek.
Dziękuję. Thank you, guys. First of all, congrats to Karolina. My members of my team are witnesses that even since we first played, I knew that we're going to play, you know, tough matches, play these finals, because I was really struck with your variety on court, and I really hope we're going to have many more finals. And congrats to your team as well. I know how much teams are important in that in our sport, even though it's individual sport. I wouldn't be here without my team. So really, thank you guys. Sorry for being such a pain in the... I'll try to do better. I know that we won this tournament, but it's not easy, you know, and being on tour for a couple of weeks without breaks, it's tough. So I'm really happy that we can feel satisfied right now and just celebrate. Thank you, guys. Thank you to my family as well. So many people came from Poland. I really feel the love, so thank you. I ogromne podziękowania dla mojego taty. Bez niego by mnie tu nie było. Bez dwóch zdań. And I know I've been saying that every year, but it's not about really the performance. I really love being here, and I basically it's my favorite place on tour. So thank you guys, everybody, tournament organizers, sponsors, people who are working behind the scenes, as Karolina said. Really, you're making this tournament so great for us that it's always a pleasure to come back and just give 100%, you know. So thank you guys.
Now, in case you did miss it, and we'll be hearing from Karolina Muchová a little bit shortly, let's run you through the story of this match. Now, this was a second meeting between the two. It was the first since 2019. Their previous one had actually come on clay, and this was an incredible stat that Iga Świątek in her career on clay, when winning the first set, was 56-1. That one defeat to Karolina Muchová, and it was a slightly nervy start for Muchová, understandable. This is the young lady whose doctor told her when she was young that due to her injuries, she may not have a career as a professional tennis player. And here she is in a Grand Slam final. But Iga Świątek, who got the break in the first, she was able to pull away against Karolina Muchová and just to assert herself with this very aggressive play of hers, getting as forward as much as she possibly could to put the pressure on and to keep Muchová at the back of the court. So the first set would go the way of Świątek. And then in the second set, the big difference was the forehand down the line that Muchova was playing time and time again to keep asserting the pressure on Iga Świątek. She was finding her game. She was mixing things up. She doesn't have that one powerful shot, but she's got such incredible variety in her game. She was getting wonderful support from the crowd. It was pretty much split between the two. She would take that second set. That would be the first set that Iga Świątek would lose in a Grand Slam final. But look at that moment. A double fault, unfortunately, for Muchova, match point down. And the emotion, the realization that at the age of 22, she's a three-time Roland Garros champion, a place she feels so at home at. She turned 22 here recently. A wonderful embrace between the two at the net. But the emotion, clear to see for Iga Świątek. It is quite incredible since she took over the number one ranking when Ash Barty stepped away from tennis. She's asserted herself at the top of the rankings. She is the player to beat. She's got about a 1,000-point lead now for Marina Sabalenka, the world number two. So wonderful moments from Iga Świątek. And we'll see a few more of those very shortly. But we do want to hear from the 26-year-old Karolina Muchova, who has battled injuries. She left the court in a wheelchair here last year due to ankle problems, but she is finally fully fit. She made a wonderful display of her tennis. She took Iga Świątek to three sets, and she was quite emotional when she spoke after the match.
Thank you very much. I'll try to keep it short because it's a bit emotional. This is incredible. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. It's been amazing to actually 3 weeks here in Paris for me and for my team. This was so close, but yeah, so far that happens when you play one of the best Iga. So I want to congratulate you out loud once again and your team. I want to thank everyone behind the curtains as well, the people who help us in lockers and everywhere, physios, ball kids, every volunteer who is involved. It's been amazing tournaments. I would repeat myself again, so thank you very much. I would like to thank each one of you. It's impossible, but thank you very much, guys. I think I wouldn't be standing here if you were not pushing me each match and the energy and everything. I've never lived this, and this is unbelievable. So thank you. Thank you very much, everyone.
Also wonderful to see Chris Evert, who was part of the presentation ceremony, handing out the trophies. And for Muchova, she came in as the world number 43. She moves to the world number 60. But now it's traditional for winners of Grand Slams. They go and find their box. However they have to get there, they will get there, because this, it's about the team. It is not just one person. They talk time and time again. It takes a village to bring up a person. It takes a team to grow a tennis player. And they are a very, very close team. They are a very, very successful team. Family members there as well. A really nice moments for Iga Świątek, wanting to celebrate with those closest to her. And it's not that far to get from the court to the player's box here on Philippe Chatrier. There are further distances to climb. And a really nice team hug at the end. I'm sure there'll be a little bit of a celebration, but she will say that there is still more work to do as they continue on from here. So congratulations to her once again. But it wasn't just the women's singles title that was decided today. It has been a day of finals here at Roland Garros, with the action beginning at 11 o'clock this morning. This was decide the world number one ranking in the wheelchair men's singles final between world number one Alfie Hewitt and 17-year-old Takito Oda from Japan. This would be his maiden Grand Slam title. It would make him the youngest male Grand Slam champion in any discipline, excluding juniors, since the professional era of tennis began. And also, together with being Roland Garros champion, Takito Oda is the new world number one. Congratulations to him. Disappointment for Alfie Hewitt, who is looking for title number four here and is eighth overall. But they're going to have many wonderful battles as the years progress. Over on court 14, Dida De Groot was extending her consecutive match win record to 103. It's an 18th Grand Slam title for the Dutch world number one, a third straight Roland Garros title, a fourth overall. She was taking on the second seed, Yui Kamiji, and a 10th consecutive Grand Slam title. The numbers that Dida De Groot are notching up are absolutely outstanding, and she won that title for the loss of just two games. She marches on, Dida De Groot, now 103 consecutive match wins. They really are astonishing numbers. But big smiles all round as the trophies were presented. Then to the quad singles final. It was one against two. Niels Vink celebrating. He's the world number one as he beat his good friend and doubles partner, Sam Schroeder. It went the distance. It was a repeat of last year's final that Vink also won for what was his first major title then. Vink has now won three of the last five Grand Slam finals. They are good friends. They play doubles together, but it is a fierce rivalry on the singles court. But lovely to see that emotion between the two of them at the end. Other finals that we have for you today, big smiles as the trophies are presented. We're in the junior competition. They were played on court Simone Mathieu, and it was Alina Kournieva, the world number one and the Australian Open champion, who will come through against Luciana Perez Alarcon. Just 15 years of age, Kournieva, the second Grand Slam title of the year. She dropped just one set all tournament and becomes the first player to win two Grand Slam girls singles titles since 2013 when Anna Konyu and Belinda Bencic split the four. Congratulations to both girls, though. It was a hard-fought final. Moving on to the junior boys final, which followed that, and it was 17-year-old Dino Prismic from Croatia, the third seed in this tournament. He would come through in straight sets. Lovely little smile from Prismic there. And he was taking on the eighth seed Juan Carlos Prado Angelo from Bolivia. 6-1, 6-4, the final score. And that would win him his first junior Grand Slam title. He would become the first Croatian boys singles champion since a man we know well, Marin Cilic, back in 2005. That big smile, all that hard work paying off. And we say congratulations to both of those men for getting to the final and to Prisic for coming away as the boys' champion. So they were your finals to this point. We do, though, still have a final to be played. There we go. They're clearing the court on Philippe Chatrier. Even Dodé again, Austin Krajicek. Now, they were in the final last year. They didn't win the title of the fourth seed, taking on the unseeded pairing of Sander Gilles and Joren Vliegen of Belgium. And if you would like commentary of that, tune into Radio Roland Garros right now. We'll have every ball of that final, and that will complete the finals for Saturday. If we take a look at your order of play for Sunday, the action starts at 11:30. That's with Shea Su Wei and Wong Chang taking on the 10th seed pairing of Leila Fernandez and Taylor Townsend. I think that's got the potential to be an absolute cracker to start things off. And then it's a not before 2:30 for Novak Djokovic against Casper Ruud. Casper Ruud looking to do something he's never won before. That's win a Grand Slam title. That's take a set off Novak Djokovic and then possibly get the win. While Novak Djokovic is going for history, he is going well for his third title here, but for his 23rd Grand Slam singles title. The day today was all about Iga Świątek. Just to mark your card that we will be back with you tomorrow at 1:30. I'll be alongside Alex Kurecha as we preview that men's final. I'll then be back with you around 30 minutes after the match point to look back and show you all the celebrations from the final. Will we be crowning a new Grand Slam champion, or does Novak Djokovic move to 23? We'll find out tomorrow, but we're going to leave you this evening. We could only leave you this evening with your 2023 Roland Garros women's singles champion, world number one defending champion, now four-time Grand Slam winner, Iga Świątek.
The Roland Garros set. This podcast was brought to you by MasterCard.
You're taking a pretty big risk to go out wide there to the forehand that doubles type. a return from the deuce court because Federer's forehand is absolutely lethal. Silence, s'il vous plaît.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
And he serves to the forehand of Hewitt, who mishits his return. The roar belongs to the Japanese teenager. He has been ruthless in this opening set. He's taken it by 6-1. Lady E, Alfie has some work to do here.
He has a lot of work to do.
Reprise. Deuxième manche au service. Et ouais.
Three championship points for Takita Oda. First serve is long. Hewitt guides the ball back to the far end. Actually, it bounced up quite high, and the tallish ball boy had to jump in the air to make sure he took the catch. Second serve, backhand reply is long, and Takita Oda is a Grand Slam champion for the very first time, and the new world number one at the age of just 17 years and 33 days, and he roars his delight.
Cérémonie de remise de récompense du simple monsieur, tennis en fauteuil, Roland Garros 2023. Finaliste du tournoi de tennis en fauteuil. Simple messieurs, le Britannique Alfie Hewitt. Sept titres en Grand Chelem, trois ici à Roland-Garros. Vainqueur du simple messieurs, tennis en fauteuil, Roland Garros 2023. Il n'a que 17 ans. Il obtient son premier titre en Grand Chelem, le japonais Takita Oda. Quelques mots avec les joueurs, a few words with the players.